The Country Station Goober 95.1. Good morning. It's 5 a.m. here in the Stoodle Financial Studios, and that means it's time for the Get the Scoop radio show. My name's Chris Schalk, and I'm Barron County's Extension Agent for Agriculture. I've got the lovely Kristen Hildebrand, Warren County's Extension Agent for Horticulture, right here. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning, Chris.
All right. So I've talked about numbers this week, numbers and cows. Gosh, those are about two of the things I love, and dairy and beef. Oh, these are a few of my favorite things. Okay.
I wish y'all could see him right now. And he's in his rally chair, and he could almost be rolling as he's trying to do the radio show.
Folks, we do have a good time when we do this, and we sure hope. We know it's early in the morning, and we try to bring our energy right into the cab of your truck or into the car or wherever you're listening to us at, and we sure appreciate you tuning into us. But Kristen's got some great tips here today, because, and these are timely, because it's been a dry spring.
It has.
And we've got to think about watering. And you know, watering plants, and there's a difference between watering plants correctly. Is that true?
Yes, very true.
Okay. All right. So give us some advice. We all want to be proficient plant waterers.
Yeah. And I thought that there would be a lot of people out in our listening audience today that could benefit from this information. And to be quite honest, I get this question quite a bit too. And even though it seems pretty basic, there are some key points, knowing about when to water and how to water and also conserving water at the same time. So those are kind of the things I'm going to hit on today. The first thing is, you know, when is the best time to water? So really, according to research, the best time to water is in the early morning hours. So any time between the hours of 6 and 10 are usually the ones that are kind of ideal. And what really happens is in that early morning time after you water, those plants have plenty of time for their leaves to dry, and it also reduces foliar diseases from taking place. Now, a lot of times, you know, it's like, okay, well, I don't have time to get it all done in the morning before I have to go to work or whatever your obligations or responsibilities are for the day, and you say that you water later in the afternoon. Basically, that's just when the risk goes up for a lot of those foliar diseases to happen, and so generally morning is the absolute best time to do it. So it's better to water than not water at all, but if you can, switch up that habit into the morning. It's also best when you're watering to make sure that you fill plants around the top 6 inches of soil. And if it feels dry, you know when is the best time to water. So if you kind of just, you know, put your fingers over those top 6 inches of soil and kind of do that quick test, then that's going to be a great indicator of knowing when to water. Now, here's the next part about how and where to water. So when you're watering, it's always ideal to water at the base of the plant, which avoids getting the leaves wet and which also helps reduce any foliar diseases from taking place. So again, target the stream of water. If you're using a watering hose or maybe something else, target that at the base of the plant so the roots can take it up. Now, if you want, you have a little bit of extra money in your pocket, you can go ahead and invest in a soaker hose or a drip irrigation system, and that will help plants kind of target it right at that root zone of the plant. And also make sure that you're watering deeply and less often to help promote a deeper, healthier root system. So I'm just going to repeat that one more time to let that sink in. Water deeply and less often to help promote a deeper, healthy root system. You don't want to water every day pretty shallowly or frequently, because that's not going to promote that deep root system. So when you water, water deeply and less often. Now, some of the things that people ask me, they're like, should I consider the plants that I'm growing? Absolutely. You definitely want to check out what plants you're growing to see about how much water that they might need. So if you're considering new plants for your garden or your landscape or anywhere for your yard, it's always good to look at your existing soil type to see how well it does drain, look at about how much light it has, and even the space as well, and to know about how much plants that you'll need for that area. And if you have any questions related to maybe plants that do best for dry conditions, versus some wet, moist conditions, you can always contact your local extension office for some other friendly advice.
All right, so we're going to water deeply and infrequently.
Yes.
All right. Well, Kristen, appreciate all those comments and tips and everything this morning on watering our garden plants. And folks, we're going to invite you back tomorrow because she's going to talk about mulching those garden plants as well, correct?
Yes, right alongside.
All right. So, folks, we want to invite you back not only tomorrow, but each and every weekday morning at 5 a.m. for more Get the Scoop with Kristen and Chris. Brought to you by our good friends down at Hobby Dye and Reed and over at Farmers Regional Livestock Market. Get your scoop right here on Goober 95.1.